You're listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
After the Soviet system crisis, the discussions around the concept of socialist construction were quieted down within the debates of the social movements. However, at the recent 5th Conference of the Latin American Coordination of Rural Organizations, Villa Campesina, the participants defined their goals clearly towards the summa causae, an interpretation of a system alternative to capitalism that exploits natural resources and human communities. That is what Luis Andrango said in an interview with Real World Radio. He is president of FENOCIN in Ecuador and secretary at LOC Villa Campesina. Good living is opening the path to socialism, said the leader. This conference is taking a political leap in terms of the construction of socialism. This changes the development model promoted by capitalism, the relationship among countries. Good living is about the need for a harmonious relationship between human beings, the production model, and especially the defense of our Mother Earth, and is contributing to new discussions, the activist said. The rural-urban alliance is key to consolidate what was discussed at the 5th conference, said Andrango. In his opinion, the ratification of Ecuador as host of the Secretariat of the organizations implies the challenge to move forward the unity process to broaden La Villa Campesina with the inclusion of new peasant and indigenous organizations. It is very clear that our main enemies are transnational corporations, and this challenge forces us to strengthen unity both in the urban areas and the rural organizations in the communities, he added. The FENOCIN leader also highlighted the outcomes of the 5th conference in terms of new communication tools. We need a communications policy from the point of view of the communities, and this is why the role of media such as Real World Radio is extremely important, he concluded.
You're listening to Real World News.